Hey loves, I'm Deandra, your fellow blogger and podcast host, talking all things lifestyle, giving you all of the real and everything in between, while also leaving you with some motivation at the end. So put on your crown, fill up your favorite cup, and enjoy, because you're tuned in to the Black Princess Diaries podcast. Hello, loves, and welcome back to another episode of the Black Princess Diaries podcast. How are you doing? As always, you know, I hope you're doing well. I hope your weekend is starting off wonderfully and your month is starting off great as well. And you know, as always, I hope that you are prepared for whatever is to come the week ahead and you're just ready for amazingness and goodness that is to come to you, because I'm wishing that upon you as always. I will always wish that upon you because you deserve it. It doesn't matter if you don't think you deserve it, you definitely deserve it. So guys, you know what? I have a lot to honestly to fix, like with my life and myself and just everything. I have so much to basically honestly start fresh with. I have to get myself together because I am not together. And honestly, who is together, right? Because it's life. Whose life is together? Whose life is perfect? Nobody's. However, there is just a lot that I personally need to fix and work on, and just a lot, okay? When it comes to fitness, when it comes to, I guess, career-wise, whether I'm going to continue on this path of trying to do content creation full-time or if I'm going to hang it up and sign my life off into, I don't know, corporate, or I don't know, whatever, but basically work for someone else, which I don't want to do. Just how I'm going to do things financially and mentally. I need to get myself together. It's just it's so much, honestly, spiritually or religiously, because I'm more religious than, I'm not really spiritual, I'm more religious. So religiously, I need to get myself together. I just, in all aspects, I need to get myself together. So there's just so much I need to do and basically start over with my life. And with these things like on my mind, along with, like, you know, I also have a friend who is starting over a lot with a lot of things with her life as well, and she's talking about, you know, how nervous and everything she is with that. And so it's just like, it seems like, I won't say we're in a season of starting over, but it just seems like, you know, there's just, we're in a time of starting over. A lot of people, not even just now, but in general, a lot of people often find themselves in a place where they have to start over and they have to start fresh with a lot of things because life happens and we end up having to start over, start fresh a lot of times unexpectedly, or, you know, maybe even expectedly, you know, we just want to start fresh because there are a lot of people who like to start fresh every now and then. But regardless of whether it's, you know, you want to start over or it just happens suddenly, sometimes the thought of starting over can be scary no matter what you're doing. Or, you know, you might have to do it completely over and like move somewhere across the world or something. Or, you know, maybe you're doing something small, like as your hair. And even though your hair actually isn't small, it's smaller compared to moving to a completely different state or even country or whatever. But regardless of, you know, how big or small starting over is, it can still be scary and something that people even dread. Even though it means a fresh start, it can still be something so dreading, because especially if it's unexpected, it's like, I have to do all this, and depending on, you know, what it is, it could be a big financial burden, it could be very anxiety inducing, you could be, you know, you're throwing yourself into something that's new, that's different. Or it could be a situation where it's like you did something, you worked so hard on something, and something could have happened to where you have to start fresh all over. And imagine that's frustrating, right? It's like you worked so hard and you did all of this for however long, and now suddenly you have to start over and you have to do it all over again. And it's just, it can be very frustrating. So the thought of starting over can just create so many different emotions, from frustration to anxiety to nervousness. But a lot of times, depending on situation, of course, we don't see the beauty in starting over. We see the beauty in these refreshes and everything on Sunday. You clean up and you feel brand new and everything is fresh, and you know you're starting fresh for the week ahead, or you're starting fresh for the month, or you're starting fresh for the year. When it's something like that, it's like, it's so beautiful, it's amazing. But when you're starting life completely over, or you're starting something over that you worked so hard for, you don't see that. You don't see the beauty in it. You don't see, it's a fresh start. You don't see how amazing it can be, because you're so trapped up in the thoughts of anxiety and the worry, and what if I fail again, and this is so much on me, what if I don't succeed, what if I can't handle what's being thrown in front of me. You have all of these thoughts and these worries that are clouding what actually could be, what this actually means for you. Yes, of course, starting completely over is scary. It's very scary. You don't know what could happen. This is something brand new. This is something out of your comfort zone, or this is something that you have to figure out. This is something you could have thought you had figured out, and you have to figure it out completely, because what you thought was completely wrong. And so now you're trying to figure out, you know, this new plan, this new idea. You have to figure out this new area, this new path. It's scary. The unknown is always going to be scary. The unknown is unknown. You have no idea what's going to happen, or what's going to happen this round. You know, you have no idea if the end is going to be the same, or if it's going to be better, or if it could be even worse. You have no idea if you're going to succeed. You have no idea if you're going to fail. You have no idea. So of course it's scary, because the unknown is always going to be scary. But you have to realize, and the hard part is spreading apart those clouds of doubt and anxiety and everything. Of course, it's always going to be there and it's normal, but you can't let it overtake what starting fresh actually means. It's beauty. It's beautiful. It's being able to literally start fresh, just as nice and as refreshing as those Sunday resets and starting fresh for the year and the month and the week. Just as those are so refreshing, and you see the beauty in it and the brand newness of it, you have to see that in starting over with life and everything, because this means that you're starting fresh. It's a breath of fresh air. It's new possibilities. It's being in new areas. It's meeting new people. It's almost like as if you hit a reset button in life in total. It's like you're starting over as a baby again, and you get a chance to rewire things, do things differently to make a different outcome. It's being fresh and having life possibly go the way that you've always wanted to go. It's creating the experience that maybe you thought you didn't deserve, or you thought you were having, but it turned out to be different. There's so much beauty in starting fresh and starting over. As scary as it is, as scary as the unknown is, there's also so many possibilities. The unknown doesn't always have to be scary. Yes, of course, it's like putting your hand in a black pond. Like, it's black. You can't see what's in the water. You have no idea if it's just little fun fish or if it's a shark, but it's putting your hand in there anyways and hoping for the best. Yes, it's very scary, but you also have to imagine the possibilities, the beauty in it, what could come from it, what the outcome could be at the end. You always have to imagine that, instead of letting the fear, the doubt, anxiety completely take over you, because there's so much beauty in starting over and in creating a new life for yourself. But that is all for today, you guys. I hope that I helped someone out there who may be starting over right now and is a little afraid, or, you know, scared of what's to come. But hopefully this shed a little light and made you a little less afraid of all the new possibilities that could be out there for you. But as always, I hope you guys have a happy Sunday. Have a great weekend. Have fun. Stay safe. Get some sleep. Be prepared for the week ahead. And I will talk to you all next time. Thanks, love, for tuning in. Be sure to give us a rating and your feedback. We love to hear your thoughts. Are you following us on social media? Check us out on Instagram at TDPDPodcast and be a part of the fun. You can also check our website in the description, where you can read blog posts, check out other links, and even listen to more podcast episodes. Until next time.